نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا وحبيبنا وشفيعنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. Honorable ulama, respected elders, brothers, mothers, sisters, beloved youth, the esteemed listeners of Radio Al-Ansar International and Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Nabi Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Our topic for today's Jumu'ah is Huququn Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam ala hadhihi al-ummah. What rights does the Master Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam have over each one of us? The first right is we must believe in the Master sallallahu alayhi wa sallam from the bottom of our heart, and it must be done willingly, lovingly and sincerely. See what the Quran Sharif teaches us, and where are we today? Surah 49, Surah Hujurat, verse number 15, 1-5. إِنَّمَا الْمُؤْمِنُونَ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا بِاللَّهِ وَرَسُولِهِ. Only, إِنَّمَا in the Arabic language is for حَسَر and قَسَر. Only, exclusively, these people have true iman. إِنَّمَا الْمُؤْمِنُونَ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا بِاللَّهِ وَرَسُولِهِ. We believe in Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. We believe in Mustafa Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And thereafter, ثُمَّ لَمْ يَرْتَابُوا. There must be absolutely no doubt after that. There must be no skepticism after that. Just take two, three issues which are plaguing the world today, and our youth especially. The LGBT movement. Our own children will tell us. I was in Eastern Cape few weeks ago or months ago. The Maulana came and told me. He said, Maulana, for what you giving all these lectures? If these people want to join the LGBT, then what is wrong? It's a human rights issue. So understand our mind, our thought process. Once it gets indoctrinated by the Western media, then we compromising our iman, and we allowing that shirk and doubt and skepticism to enter the inner recesses of our heart. You see today, you see in the morning when the non-Muslims contact us, then they want that Islam must be like their religion. That is, it comes alive on a Saturday or Sunday or some festival. Nay, our Islam, my brothers, is a complete code of life. It's a deen for all times, all places, all circumstances. إِنَّمَا الْمُؤْمِنُونَ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا بِاللَّهِ وَرَسُولِهِ ثُمَّ لَمْ يَرْتَابُوا. And we want to increase and enhance this iman. وَجَاهَدُوا بِأَمْوَالِهِمْ وَأَنفُسِهِمْ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ. Then strive in the path of Almighty Allah. We come for salat, we give charity, we help the poor, needy, Muslim, non-Muslim. So with our wealth, with our assets, with our own persons, with our own talent, and with our own capabilities, fi sabilillah. And we do so sincerely for the love and pleasure of Almighty Allah. Ulaika musadiqun. Those are the pakka sacha Muslim. This is Quran Sharif, brothers. Therefore, I give you the references. Chapter 49, verse number 15. And always say, Amantu billahi wa rusuli. I believe in Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, and I believe in all the prophets and messengers that were selected by Almighty Allah, not elected by people. Amantu billahi wa rasuli, and I believe in Almighty Allah and His messenger, Prophet Muhammad Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So the first point, this is our foundation, my brothers. and ensure that we entrench this in the hearts of our children, our flowers. Look at the world today. They're speaking of a genderless society. Look at Pakistan. You must remember that she was born Eve, but Eve can go for an operation and become Steve, or Steve becomes Eve. Pakistan has allowed this. Now, what you speak about non-Muslim countries, brother? So that is where we are. This is the Dajjali fitna, the Abrahamic Accord. All religions are fine. We can merge and combine everything. In Islam, all those are no-go areas for us. We have Iman, faith in Almighty Allah, in Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam, which is based on wahi revelation, which is supra-logical. Always remember that. You say, no, it's not logical. So whose logic? The parliamentarian's logic. Whose logic is going to take? So number one. Number two, Almighty Allah Jalla Wala mentioned 25 prophets, Anbiya alayhi salatu salam's name, Name Nami, Isme Grami, in the Noble Quran, their honorable names. But Allah is showing us when He addresses them, Ya Zakariya, Ya Yahya, Ya Isa, Ya Musa. Allah Jalla Wala addresses them directly by their honorable names. تعظيم النبي توقير النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم. Me and you have to show the utmost reverence and respect for the Master alayhi salatu salam. I can call Mawlana Yaqub and Ibrahim and Abdullah and whatever. He can call me Abdullah Abdul Qadir. It's no problem. But when it comes to the Master Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wasallam, تعظيم adab, Allah Himself, He mentions the name, the Name Nami, Isme Grami of the Master sallallahu alaihi wasallam, four different places. Surah Muhammad chapter 47, named after the Master sallallahu alaihi wasallam. But when Allah wants to address the Master alayhi salam, Ya ayyuha al-Rasul, Ya ayyuha al-Nabi, Ya ayyuha al-Muzammil, Ya ayyuha al-Mudassir, Allah Himself is using and utilizing honorary titles. So before we take the name of the Master sallallahu alaihi wasallam, after we take the name of the Master sallallahu alaihi wasallam, use honorary titles. And this is not just mustahab or something good, it's compulsory. La tajalu du'a rasul bainakum ka du'a ba'dikum ba'da. You are not allowed to call the Master alayhi salatu wasalam by his name only, as you call one another. So we call that ta'azimun Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So that is adab ka taqaza, iman ka taqaza. Our iman has demanded this from us. When we understood iman, then we understood the respect and honor for the Master sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then that will motivate and inspire us towards the mahabba and the love and the ishq for the Master sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. How much love, my brothers, sisters, how much? For the wife, for the children, for the husband, for the woman, and our parents, siblings, everywhere the love is limited. For Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, for Mustafa Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, the love is unlimited. Quran says, قُلْ إِنْ كَانَ آبَاؤُكُمْ وَأَبْنَاؤُكُمْ وَإِخْوَانُكُمْ وَأَزْوَاجُكُمْ وَأَشِيرَتُكُمْ وَأَمْوَالٌ اقْتَرَفْتُمُوهَا وَتِجَارَةٌ تخشون فسادها ومساكن ترضونها whether it is your parents, whether it is your children, whether it is your siblings, whether it is your spouses, whether it is your family members, or whether it is your business, or whether it is your palatial homes, or whether it is the money where you fear, you will fear, you will have losses. Any one of the eight aforementioned, أَحَبَّ إِلَيْكُمْ مِنَ اللَّهِ وَرَسُولِهِ وَجِهَادٍ فِي سَبِيلِهِ If any one of them are more beloved to you than Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, than Mustafa Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and jihad and da'wat and inviting and striving and all that depending what the situation demands, if they are more beloved to you, then فَتَرَبَّصُوا, then wait for the punishment of Almighty Allah to come. So each one of us, introspection is required. How much do we love the Master alayhi salam? I am not speaking of love only in Rabiul Awwal. I am not speaking of love only during Ramadan or in Medina Munawwara or Makkah Mukarramah. We are speaking of love daytime, nighttime, all times, all places. That is what Iman demands for us. Hadith in Bukhari Sharif. The Master Habibuna Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, La yu'minu ahadukum. You cannot have complete perfect Iman. Hatta akuna ahabba ilayhi mi walidihi wa waladihi wa nasi ajma'in. Your Iman cannot be perfect and complete till I, Habibuna Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, am more beloved to you than your own parents, than your own children, than the entire human being, all the people together in the entire planet and world. So where is our love? Let me give you a few instances, my brothers. What were the Sahaba? And you must remember that who were the Sahaba radiallahu anh. And remember that what they were doing, the Sahaba radiallahu anh, when the Master alayhi salatu wasalam was performing wudu. You see, when you perform wudu, the actions is called wudu. And the water you use, that is called wazu in Arabic. So remember this, the actions are called wudu. Dhamma pesh on the waw. And the water you use for your face, for your hands, that is called wazu. Hadith in Bukhari Sharif. When the Master alayhi salatu salam is performing the wudu, kaadu yaqtatiluna ala wazu'ihi. The Master alayhi salatu salam washed his countenance mubarak and the water was now dripping down. They, the Sahaba, could not allow the water to touch the land and the sand. They said, we were rushing to take that water and rub on our bodies. See. If they will not allow the water to fall on the ground, will they allow the Master to fall on the ground? Think, my brothers. Oh, in the battle of Uhud. You know, battle of Uhud, 70 Sahaba passed away. Abu Dujana radiallahu ta'ala states, that the rumor spread that the Master alayhi salatu salam is martyred. So Sahaba, in Urdu, there's a nice word, afratafri ho gaye. People were going helter-skelter because now the Master alayhi salam had passed away, the martyr. And remember, this was just a rumor, incorrect it was. But the Sahaba, a few of them, they stood. Abu Dujana says, I saw the arrows raining in. What is adab and what is muhabbat? He taught us. He says, I went to the Master sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I did not want that my back must touch and face the Mubarak Jasad Athar, the body of the Master sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It will be bi'adbi. I will become the human shield, but rather I will let my chest go and I will embrace the Master alayhi wa sallam. Ya Rasulallah, let the arrows come on me, but we don't want no harm for you. In the battlefield, in Marika, they showed us what is adab, what is respect, what is love, and what is ishq. Qur'an Sayyidina Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiallahu anhu arda. What is ishq and muhabba? What is adab? Allah speaks of this incident in the Noble Qur'an, Surah 9, verse number 40. Thaniyathnain idhuma fil ghar. When Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu an, they spent 3 nights in Ghare Thawr. On 1st Rabiul Awwal, they departed and left from there. On 8th Rabiul Awwal, they entered Quba. It was 8 days journey. So what happened in that cave? In that Ghar. Ghar means a narrow cave. Kahf means a broad cave. So he said, Abu Bakr, go open Mishkat Sharif, you will find it. He said, Ya Rasulallah, O Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, please wait. Let me go and clean the cave. He went. He took his own clothes. He tore it and he plugged the crevices. Because maybe from here insect will come, here a snake will come, this will come, spider will come. So he closed and plugged it. He said, Ya Rasulallah, it's clean. Please come inside. Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam entered. placed his head, Mubarak, here on the thigh of Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu, and the Master alayhi salatu salam fell asleep. Sayyidina Abu Bakr says, there were two openings. So I put my right foot on one and my left foot on the other, and then something started stinging me. What it was, only Allah knows. People say spider, scorpion, whatever, snake, whatever it is, Allah knows. But I did not move an inch or a meter or centimeter or anything. Then the tears of Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq started rolling down and fell on the Mubarak Jasad Athar, on the Mubarak face of the Master sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam woke up. Ma yubkika ya Abu Bakrin, why are you crying? He says, Ya Rasulullah, I did not want to disturb your sleep. There's something from inside that was stinging me, but I did not want to harm you. I did not want to disturb you, Ya Rasulullah. See, ishq and ta'zeem. What is adab and what is love? So that the Sahaba taught us, remember. Our mother Aisha radiallahu anha, if you speak about Jamalun Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, if you speak about the beauty, how they fell in love with the Master alayhi salatu salam. Hassan bin Thabit radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he was the greatest shair and poet among the Sahaba. So they told us, oh Hassan, read and explain to us who is the Master sallallahu alayhi wasallam. So what he said, Ma in madahtu Muhammadan bimaqalati, Ma in madahtu Muhammadan bimaqalati. Allama Alusi in Ruhul Ma'ani has mentioned this, one of the great tafsir and commentary of the Quran, that Hassan bin Thabit says that when I praise Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam, then that is not going to elevate the rank and status of the Master sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Ma in madahtu Muhammadan bimaqalati, lakin madahtu maqalati bimuhammadi. My speech gets elevated when I take the name Nami, the Ismigrami, when I take the name of the Master sallallahu alayhi wasallam. See, brothers, how the Sahaba understood this. We went to Mother Aisha, again Allama Alusi mentioned, you go to your wife, I go to my wife and ask them, describe your husband, our history, geography and biology, what we will say. Just better you keep quiet, take this 1,000 rand, uplang money and everything is alright. You understand? You know all the stories. Isn't it so? Let us be honest about this. So they went to Mother Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu anha and said, oh Mother Aisha, who is the Master sallallahu alaihi wasallam? She said, learn some Arabic. Lana shamsun walil afaqi shamsu. For us is the sun, S-U-N. And on the horizon you see the sun. Wa shamsuna khairun min shamsi samai. But our sun, S-U-N, is much superior and greater than the sun you see on the horizon. Why? Now the dalil, the evidence, the proof she's giving for the claim she made, you have to substantiate it. فَإِنَّ الشَّمْسَ طَالِعٌ بَعْدَ الْفَجْرِ. That sun, it rises when Fajr time expires. وَشَمْسُنَا طَالِعٌ بَعْدَ الْإِشَاءِ. And when everything is dark, then the noor of the Master sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, his radiance and effulgence is showing, and the noor is still spreading all the time. وَسِرَاجًا مُنِيرًا. Night time, the Master alayhi salatu wasalam's noor was spreading. Till today it's spreading. So understand, my brothers, iman, respect, love, ittiba'un nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Emulate the Master sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, not only in salat or hajj or umrah, nay. How we should behave as a husband, how we should behave as an employer, how we should behave with non-Muslim neighbors. Every walk of life, that is the Master sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Surah 3 verse 31, In kuntum tuhibbuna Allah fattabi'uni. You see, you need to go to the philology, history of these words, ittiba. Ittiba means that when you have a cow, and the cow gives birth to the calf, that is called tabi. So when the mother walks, the calf will walk. When the mother sits, the calf will sit. So me and you, we are the ummatis of the Master sallallahu alaihi wasallam. In kuntum tuhibbun Allah, if you love Almighty Allah, fattabi'uni, follow me immaculately. yuhibbukumullah. Then you become the beloved of Almighty Allah. Yes, we are sinners, we are transgressors, we are weak. وَيَغْفِرْ لَكُمْ ذُنُوبَكُمْ. The more we imitate the actions of the Master sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the more Allah will forgive our sins. Who is there? Not only on a Friday. Friday we all look like angels. Saturday, Sunday, when there's a big jol and a big party and all that, then what's going to happen? Then you see Kala, you can't recognize the Kala. You see? That is the question. Think about it properly. All of us. Ittiba. Iman. Adab and respect. Love. Imitate the actions of the Master alayhi salam immaculately. Fifth one. Ita'ah. Study the whole entire Quran Sharif. 6,236 verses. You will not find a single place in the noble Quran where Almighty Allah says, Ati'ullah, be obedient to Almighty Allah, and Rasul is not mentioned after that. Not a single piece. Why? Allah Himself said, May yuti'ir Rasul, faqad ata'Allah. If you are obedient to the speech Mubarak of the Master alayhi salam, then you will be obedient to Almighty Allah. Our people today, they learn something. They don't like a hadith. They say, no, that sheikh there in the Arab country, he said his hadith da'if, his weak hadith. You think hadith is something we can just pick and choose in some supermarket or what? I'm asking you. My brothers, the muhaddithin, they gave their lives for this. When they asked Abdullah ibn Mubarak, rahimahullah, tell us the meaning of this verse, Surah 15, verse 9. Inna nahnu nazzalna dhikra wa inna lahu lahafidun. Verily, surely, we reveal this Quran Sharif and reminder gradually, piecemeal. Wa inna lahu lahafidun. And surely we will protect it, preserve it, no addition, no omission, no interpolation. Therefore, when the non-Muslims contact us, they say, our Bible say, this say. I say, which Bible? You got so many different versions that even the virgins are confused. So you see. And we, you go anywhere in the world, we have one Quran Sharif. The translation may be different, but the text, the Arabic is the same. Anywhere you go. In this majma, we got over 20 people who are hafiz of the Quran Sharif. So that is the miracle. But see what Imam Bukhari, Al-Abdullah ibn Mubarak and them used to say, that the ayat is not only for Quran, the ayat is for the ahadith mubarakah as well. Allah Jalla Wala made us, Allah made Imam Bukhari, Abdullah Mubarak, Imam Muslim, and all these giants to show us what is authentic and what is spurious and fabricated. This is how Almighty Allah protected all the ahadith and teaching, preaching of the Master Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. So, ittiba, imitating the actions. Ita'ah, kul ati'u Allah wa Rasul. Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu ati'u Allah wa ati'u Rasul. So the speech Mubarak also we have to do. Next one, salawat ala nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. At least from this lecture, take these three things away. Whenever you hear the adhan, is authentic hadith in Sahih Muslim. إذا أذن المؤذن أو مؤذن gives أذان فقولوا مثل ما يقول المؤذن. Then say the similar words the مؤذن says. When he's finished, ثم صلوا علي. Then read salawat durood sharif upon me. That is a sunnah of the Master عليه السلام. Teach our children. Whenever the أذان is finished, durood sharif first. Salah. Why is called durood sharif? Durood is not Arabic. It's Persian. It's Farsi. But it means that when you have bumper crop, you are going to sell it at maximum profit, P-R-O-F-I-T, in minimum time. So read Durood Sharif and you will receive handsome maximum reward from Almighty Allah Jalla. So number one. We all are in the masjid or musalla, whatever you want to call. How many of us read Durood Sharif when we entered? How many? 5%, 10%. Anywhere you enter, you ladies, you enter your prayer room, your musalla, your namaz room, call whatever you want. We enter masjid, musalla, say, Bismillah, wassalatu, wassalamu, ala rasulullah. That's a sunnah of the Master, alayhi salatu salam. Ya Allah, I take your name first, then peace, blessings upon the Master sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Rabbi filli zunubi, forgive me my sins. Allah maftahli abwab rahmat. There's no virus and all in masjid. It's Allah's mercy coming down. So Allah, open the doors of mercy for me. When we leave, same. It's all authentic hadith. Go open Al-Qawlul Badi. You will find all the ahadith there on this topic. So remember this. Bismillah. Wassalatu wassalamu ala rasulillah. Rabbi filli dhunubi. Allahumma inni asking for barakah in our shop, in our job, wherever we are. So that is. So make these three habits. After adhan, durood sharif. We enter, we take the name of the Master sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We leave the masjid musalla, we do that. And the last one, because my time is up, this is the need of the hour. I beg you, my brothers, with Allah's help, Allah's mercy. I travel so many countries, continents, all of them and so on. We are lacking one thing, and we need to be honest and say we have failed in that. We are in this country, South Africa, for more than 300 years. If you take from Islam started in Cape and so forth. How many people did we speak to about Islam? Take the message of the messenger and propagate and convey it to everybody. Not only we go to the rich areas and so forth. We have to interact with everybody. You take our maids at home. I'm asking you. Do they know Jazakallah, Insha'Allah, all that they know? Especially if they're working for us 5-10 years. They even know what is in our safe and all that. So everything they know, but we have not given them Islam. See, I give you my own incident. I was very young. I was born in an African location, in Heidelberg. So we had our shop, we had our house, all that. We had one person, John, his name. He passed away. He worked for us for about 30, 40 years. I was young and he was already working. So I used to joke with him from a young age. So, in the olden days, you know how it was, that your house, but the toilet is outside, like that. So we used to carry the bottle, you know. So I asked him, John, you know why we carry this bottle? He said, of course I know. I said, why? He said, because you Indians, you eat very hot food. Wachisa lamaningi. So you'll need some water ready there to cool things down. Now what Islam is teaching and what he taught. But is he to blame or I'm to blame and you to blame? Now today the Western media and politicians have succeeded in that. I walk anywhere, how many airports we had to go through. I know the story. Come out. You come out. I say, okay. You ask me whatever you want, and I'll be honest with you. In 2-3 minutes, the interview is finished. I landed in Barbados, West Indies. They said, you come. So the lady is there, she got 2 big policemen, I'm in charge here, and the TV is on. Say, what you say about Islamic fundamentalism? Question. I said, madam, I want to ask you a question. You really believe this is the truth? Now, we put her on the back foot. That we are the most peaceful people on earth. We don't have wine, we don't have swine, we don't have dine, we don't have all these haram things and all that. Islam stands for peace. This is there. This is making the people's minds think upside down. So she smiled and said, go. The point I'm trying to make, my brothers, that we Muslims are terrorists. We Muslims are fundamentalists. We want to cause harm. We allowed that to go on. Why? Because we did not do our job. If we did our job and our duty, we have the best and share it with the rest. We have nothing to apologize for, my brothers. I make this very clear with the non-Muslims. We have absolutely nothing to apologize for. We don't have to compromise. See World Cup, nice coming. You, my brothers, you will know the score better than the Quran Sharif. You will know it better than the Hadith. Everyone, they will know. The wake up for Fajr will be big problem because time difference and all that. But what happens? Now they said, okay, we will serve alcohol. Now they say, but what about the LGBT? What about the boyfriend and girl? So you're going to host World Cup, we say it's not permissible, but see now, compromise, so the whole deen will be gone. That is the problem with us, my brothers. So I beg you, ask Allah every day, Ya Allah, We are not, we ordinary people. Believe you me, it's not something that Allah Ta'ala's mercy, the barakah, wasila of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Our parents, du'as, teachers, du'as. And you must cry to Allah, Ya Allah, use me for your deen, so I can take Islam. See how many people want to know about Islam. People who become Muslim, they become ambassadors of Islam. But me and you who are born Muslim, we never made one person a Muslim. So how can we justify that, my brothers? So please, today is 10th of Rabiul Awwal. So remember this, we should make this decision. Beg Almighty Allah, Ya Allah, use me for the elevating the deen of Islam and for the service of Islam. Allah Jalla Wala make our khatima on iman. Allah Jalla Wala protect the Haramain Sharifain, Majid al-Aqsa. Allah Ta'ala bring about safety, security in our beloved country. And Almighty Allah keep our marriages also solid. Today the husbands also, they tell the wife, darling, I love you, but he's winking, I was the secretary. So many things go on, you know. So Allah Ta'ala protect us all. Allah Ta'ala bless our children and make them the coolness of our eyes. Wa akhiru da'wana and alhamdulillah.